8:50 on Connect FM, your morning connection for a Friday, heading into the final 10 minutes here, and we can't let Fridays pass without having our best of Tri-County insider news for the week. It's the week in review is what we're doing here. Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, has joined me live here in the studio. Hey there, Bronson.
Well, hey, Dan. It's always nice to be here on these Fridays, especially since they are Fridays and we're all getting ready for the weekend.
It's fun, always getting ready. Who doesn't like a Friday, right?
Exactly.
All right. So what we do here is we take a look back over the past week, the past 7 days, find out what the top stories were in Tri-County Insider local news, also the stories that you, the listeners, have interacted with the most. And then we get to hear Bronson's choice of his top story of the week. That's coming up at the end, so hang on for that. All right, Bronson, I think I can predict these, but what was the top story this week?
Let's see if you can predict it.
I would say it was probably the Weedville man that barricaded himself.
That is correct.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, a majority of Tuesday, starting at around 10 a.m., police closed down a large section of Route 255, mm-hmm. right between Penfield and Weedville. We were first informed about 10 a.m. of that and ended up going out. We weren't initially told all the details. We heard a lot about things going on in Penfield. Turned out to be Weedville. Mm-hmm. But then we also heard other things from informants on the scene with state police that were telling us that there could have been hostages, there could have been firearms. So it was a really difficult situation for police.
Yeah.
Now, coming out last night, we finally have the report of what had officially happened, or at least as police say.
And the person involved as well.
Mm-hmm. They say that 40-year-old Jackson Howard, well, he had called 911 at 9:52 a.m., and his call sounded very distressed and really caused dispatchers to worry about his own mental health.
Sure.
So they sent out some state troopers out of Ridgeway.
Mm-hmm.
And once they were on scene, he allegedly became very combative towards the troopers, threatening even one of them before running into a home at 18566 Bennett's Valley Highway,
mm-hmm.
and barricading himself within. Police sat there with him for, I believe, about 9 hours until I think it was 7:10 when he finally came out of the house and surrendered himself to police.
Yeah.
Since then, he is then charged with felony aggravated assault.
Yeah. Long, long time, long standoff there, mm-hmm. and a very tense situation for a while.
That so, it was.
No doubt that was the top story. Anything else come close to competing with that?
I will give a little honorable mention. It's not exactly news, but our Little League coverage has been getting quite a bit of eyeballs on it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And of course, that's been dominating our local sports report too, mm-hmm. which I just finished up there a few moments ago. All right, let's move on to the stories during this past week that our listeners, you that are listening right now, most interacted with. And I'm sure that the one that you just talked about probably had a lot of interaction.
Well, that one definitely is. The top story usually is top on views and interactions.
True, true.
But going for most interacted, it has to deal with the free medical clinic of Dubois.
Right.
On Tuesday morning, they were out at the James E. Van Zandt VA Medical Center right next to Ollie's in mm-hmm. Dubois.
Mm-hmm.
And they were handing out donations of toiletries that was gathered by us here at Connect FM and Sunny 106, as well as from the local Family Dollars in Dubois and Big Run.
Mm-hmm.
So they had dozens, if not close to 100 bags of these toiletries to give out to veterans.
Yeah.
So we sat there alongside them, talked to some of the veterans as they shared stories and really were very appreciative of this giveaway.
That was a super event, and it's good to know that a lot of people interacted with that story, either with a like, or sharing mm-hmm. some comments. So, and our thanks again to the Free Medical Clinic of Dubois for taking that project on. It's a great event.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely been on here quite a bit with you in the mornings mm-hmm. talking all about that.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else vying for most interacted with stories?
That I can. And it was actually my pick for last week.
Oh.
It's grown quite great. A bit. And yeah. it was with Downtown Dubois and their initiative to raise $150,000 for three projects that would utilize vacant lots on West Long Avenue. Yeah. It's quite the project.
It is. And we had Shirley here on Wednesday with her midweek chats and giving us more details about that as that moves forward. All right, Bronson, we've come to our final couple of minutes, but we cannot say goodbye until you have shared your top story of the week. We call it I call it Bronson's Choice. And who knows? Maybe you can do what you did last week, set a trend, you know.
Maybe.
You gave that story, the downtown Dubois story, a little bit of momentum. What do you have for us this week?
Well, this week I have something that people should be really aware of, especially now that it's summertime, and you could officially tell that. But at the beginning of the week, we had that heat advisory.
Felt kind of summery, didn't it?
A little bit. I don't think I could have gotten away from being in front of a fan without almost dying, it felt like.
It was a hot one.
But now that it's over, I really wanted to talk about just the heat in general and how you should really protect yourself when it gets warm outside. So health experts did tell us the right things for you to do is to always apply sunscreen when you're going to be outside for an extended period of time.
Sure.
They always say to use stuff that protect you from UVA and UVB. And with a higher SPF of above 30, that will help protect you from the harmful sun rays if you're out there for too long. They also said drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, and if you're going to end up being very active and sweating a lot, to have these sports drinks that will really replenish all those minerals and salts that come out when you sweat.
Yeah.
And then finally, they said to be careful and be aware of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Know the symptoms like dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, confusion, or weakness, and to really get yourself somewhere cool, stay hydrated, and if your conditions worsen, to seek medical help immediately.
Absolutely. Good pick. And those are always good pieces of advice, reminders for us as we move into this hot time of year. It's also good that we live in an area where a lot of cooling stations get set up and places where you can go and get some cold water or just get out of the sun.
Definitely. It's always nice to see those happening. And we try to share them when we notice that they're opening.
All right. Bronson, thank you. That's Tri-County Insider News, the week in review. We'll do it again next Friday.
Sounds like a plan.